School Board Chairman Richard Yurchak says he's still getting over his shock.
To be perfectly honest, I'm in awe and humbled at the number.
Attorney Richard Schwartz, who represented the district, put it this way.
I think any attorney who ever tells you, they're not surprised that a verdict of $91 million would be lying to you.
To put that number in perspective, this court case started off over an $8 million budget dispute. The school board said the district needed that much more in this year's county budget to properly operate. The two sides tried mediation, and when that didn't work, the district took the county to court. And that changed the argument a bit.
We presented the actual needs rather than what the Board of Education thought the commissioners might be willing to actually fund.
The district says there are a lot of needs. The school board has long argued the county was underfunding the schools. So the district showed the jury studies of all the building projects that went unfunded since 2008 when the county made big cuts to the school's budget. Here's your check.
You know, we've got leaky roofs. We've got schools with asbestos. We've got schools that children in wheelchairs can't get into the restrooms.
The district said the county had plenty of money to pay for those repairs. The county's lawyers argued the county did not have any extra money and would have to raise taxes or cut services to give more to the schools. Schwartz says most of the $91 million would go to improve school buildings. About $5 million would go to the district's general fund. County Commission Chairman Jerry Simpson did not want to speak on tape before the board meets this morning, but he said he's not sure where the county will come up with that money. The county has 30 days to appeal the verdict. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.